stop in and visit Thumb Farm Service Incorporated at 8049 Dean Street in Port Hope, or call Thumb Farm Service Incorporated at 989-428-4116. Good luck, Blue Stars, from your Thumb Farm Service Incorporated Pro Hardware Store of the Thumb. Thumb Farm Service Incorporated of Port Hope is a pro hardware store offering a full line of plumbing and electrical products. Thumb Farm Service carries a wide variety of nuts, bolts, screws, and other hardware supplies necessary for your home improvement projects. Don't waste time driving to a larger store when you can shop close to home. Get personal hometown service and shop from a great selection of in-stock items. Stop in and visit Thumb Farm Service Incorporated at 8049 Dean Street in Port Hope, or call Thumb Farm Service Incorporated at 989-428-4116. Good luck, Blue Stars, from your Thumb Farm Service Incorporated Pro Hardware Store of the Thumb.
Hello, friends. Let me ask you, do you care for his outdoor creations? Because you can't keep them out. Can you see the Lord from inside your house? Are you baptized every time it rains? Well, let me tell you who you can trust. Woodkeep better support Hope in Harbor Beach. They can patch your roof, install seamless gutters, and most importantly, keep you safe from the demons. Key. Now go spread the word and enjoy the good luck with Woodkeep Builders.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the Thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
There's something everyone can do at a high school sporting event that can make the game more enjoyable. It's something that still allows for players and coaches to go all out in the pursuit of success. It's something that allows the fans to pump up the volume in supporting their team. At the same time, it's something that captures the essence of educational athletics and shows respect for all. What is it? It's sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Bay City, the home of the Bay City All Saints, at St. Hyacinth Catholic Church in Bay City. But on the court right now are two blue and white teams as well, the Lady Blue Stars from Port Hope and the Genesee Christian Soldiers. I'm Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, Ryan Brown. We're going to be tri-teaming this one tonight in Class D Girls Regional Action. We're excited to be here. It's going to be a fun night ahead of us, John.
Oh, no doubt. Watching two teams that now have gotten out of their areas, this is unfamiliar territory for them. This ought to be pretty exciting.
It should be.
They're going to learn on the go.
Yeah, we should play this one in Frankenmuth, actually. Could have eaten at Zenders. Anyway, let's talk about Genesee Christian's story and how they got here. They lost 9 of their first 10 games of the season and then bounced between wins and losses at the finish of the regular season. Don't let the overall record of 6-11 fool you, though. They play some very tough opponents, including Lansing Christian, Plymouth Christian, Auburn Hills Oakland Christian, and Genesee. 3 of their 6 victories this season came in the postseason, in which Genesee Christian hosted the district on their home floor. They're currently on the 3-game winning streak because of it. Their last loss comes 21 days ago at Clarkston Everest Collegiate, 31-27. If Genesee Christian wins tonight, they would move on to play the winner of Kingston versus Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. The other game tonight after this one. We will not be broadcasting that one, though, in the regional finals on Thursday at 7 p.m. Let's talk about Port Hope, though. Port Hope's story is the longest win streak in the regular season was 3 back in the late December, early January time, but they have not lost since February 17th, 18 days ago, and have tallied up four straight victories. Like I said, they're on that four-game winning streak and have won six of their last seven. Their last loss was against Kingston February 17th, 32-48. And if Fort Hope Nation wins tonight, they would move on to, again to the same game, the winner of Kingston and Saginaw MLS, both red and white teams, the other game tonight in the regional finals Thursday. John?
Fort Hope is peaking at the right time. This is exactly the time that you want to go ahead and play your best basketball. To get here, Fort Hope wound up in there in the district at Owen Gage. They defeated, Owen Gage. Akron Fairgrove, 49-33. Then they beat Caseville, 47-22, and that's why they're here. Genesee Christian, they hosted their own district, and they defeated Flint Madison Academy, 62-24. In their second game, they defeated Michigan School of the Deaf, 60-19. Clark?
Well, now we check in with Ryan Brown, who's going to be sitting on the Fort Hope bench for us tonight. Ryan, what's the feel for the Blue Stars?
Well, the feeling right now is the coaching staff appears supremely confident. They feel like they have a really good game plan going right now, so they're, you know, they got some good scouting going on for Genesee Christian, so they're pretty excited to compete. They can't wait to get this game rolling. And judging from the crowd, they seem to have a pretty good following tonight. The crowd is buzzing. They, too, are excited for their Blue Star team. They really can't wait to see how they compete and are looking forward to their first regional game of the year.
Now, Ryan, has Marilee Shock, the head coach of Fort Hope, been able to see Genesee Christian play before?
She did. I talked to her earlier. They got some footage on them. Not a whole lot because of they're not familiar with the teams, obviously, but they do have a little scouting for it. They know they got a little size to them, but they can't wait to go at them because they got a good, you know, they got a good scheme coming up, and they can't wait to go at it.
Well, thank you, Ryan, for that. We'll be checking with him throughout the game periodically. He's going to be listening to the bench and huddles for Fort Hope throughout the game. John, any thoughts before we take another break here?
Well, I'll tell you what, both teams are just, you know, itching to go at it. It's 3:30 to go right now in the warm-up. I think they'd like to go ahead and get rid of that, do the starting lineup, and get going, get after each other.
I think so, too. Fort Hope has been here for about an hour and a half, almost as long as we have. We made fairly good time out here. And we look out behind us, we can actually see outside, and it's a beautiful day. So, if you're in the Bay City area listening to 102.1 by chance, roll on in. It's going to be a great game tonight between Fort Hope Lady Blue Stars and the Genesee Christian Soldiers. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school basketball. Basketball action, come on, right next.
Rommie Eisler Trucking of Port Hope specializes in hauling fertilizer, sugar beets, and animal feed, including beet pulp and grain, for farmers throughout the Upper Thumb area. Rommie Eisler Trucking operates well-maintained and up-to-date equipment, assuring dependable service for his customers. Call Rommie at 989-550-2490 for rates from your local elevator to your farm. That's 989-550-2490. 550-2490. Good luck and go, Blue Stars, from Robbie Eisler Trucking of Port Hope.
Your Snapper dealer, Shave Small Engine Repair of Port Hope, has the best prices when it comes to Snapper long tractors, walk-behind mowers, and America's number one selling rear engine riders. You'll also find Snapper pressure washers, tillers, and generators. Before you get started on this year's yard work, head on over to Shave Small Engine Repair in Port Hope and check out the 2011-2012 lineup of legendary Snapper products. Only at Shave Small Engine Repair of Port Hope.
When it comes to eating out, the first question asked is, where to? Here's a tip. Why not drive to the Port Hope Hotel? In addition to happy hour every Monday through Friday from 4 to 7, indulge your taste in some of their mouth-watering perch. Every Thursday and Friday night, all-you-can-eat perch for just $12. You heard right, all-you-can-eat. The Port Hope Hotel, famous for their Leroy Burger, also serves a variety of other delicious foods, including walleye, pollock, and cod. And the mushrooms? Out of this world. That's the Port Hope Hotel on the shores of beautiful Lake Huron. For takeout orders, call 989-428-4808.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.